back in the 70s, there was a series of studies done in Africa on literacy and the impact of schooling on cognitive development. People were asked to classify different terms and constructs. The examiners were not necessarily getting from the respondents the kinds of answers they were expecting to assess cognitive development, because the way they will address or tackle issues of classification was based on a completely different dimension or ways of defining categories. When they adapted those tests and did it in a way that were more relevant to the daily practices of those individuals, then those respondents were able to show a highly sophisticated use of cognitive skills that made sense to their own routines and cultural practices. So to what extent were they actually getting low scores in the first place as a result of how the very instrument was designed without paying attention to those cultural considerations? Those are just really subtle issues that we never pay attention to, and we just assume that we never have to question the assumptions embedded in the construction of the test.